All right, let's go fuck up some demon daddies.
Okay. So when we last left off, you had just completed combat. You had a pair of dead chuckle fucks.
That is their scientific name.
That is correct. They are genus chuckle fuck of the demon family.
Yes. Well, at least that's how we feel about them now. Oh, shit.
Yes.
Weren't these the guys that sent us in here?
Yes. Yes, they were. They were the one and the same. You guys didn't loot last time, right?
Yes. No. Yes, we did.
Oh, we did?
I thought we did. That was how we got
I think he was going to roll for it this time, but we said...
We got the visible stuff, the stuff they had, they were using, but we didn't get anything in their pockets or anything.
Correct. That's right. So, yes, you have hand crossbows. You have, I believe I said it was 9 hand crossbow bolts total?
Yes.
Somebody was going to use those. So
I was, because I did not have a ranged option.
Correct. Okay.
And this was a non-magical hand crossbow, but it was +1.
That's correct. It is +1.
The quote-unquote masterwork.
Yes. Crossbow. This is a very nice hand crossbow. Almost as if, you know...
I would dare say hellish hand crossbow.
Yeah. Almost as if the person who that was made for might have, you know, not been just some random flunky.
Oh, we killed a boss.
Well, I wouldn't say he killed a boss, but...
His son.
I mean, I'm sure he had somebody working under him. He's probably a boss.
We killed someone with a name.
Typically,
yes.
Typically, yes. Demons don't do their own dirty work here. They have flunkies to do this shit. So,
or sons.
These are low level bureaucrats.
Or sons. There is
or sons.
Or sons. Okay.
Yep.
I'm still holding out for a golden fiddle here.
So, would you like to further inspect bodies?
Always.
Okay.
Kind of junk they packing down there.
There's two deadens.
Circumcised or uncircumcised? I've always wanted to know.
Then I guess you need to start investigating, sir.
I'm good. Okay, investigate.
Guidance.
Ooh. Well, I'm going to need it.
It's in their pants.
Guy, what is that, a D4?
It is.
Yes.
Well, lucky I got a 3 on that because I rolled a 1 on the 20. So, investigation with my +0, that's 4.
4.
I think his penis bites me if I'm actually looking for it.
It looks like a Ken doll.
It looks like a Ken doll.
Yeah. You are unsure how to unfasten the armor, sir.
Oh, my God. These guys in their fancy suits.
Yeah. I mean, you got the armor, then there's clearly a business suit underneath the armor.
Hugo Boss?
You know? It's a good question. Shame you rolled so shitty. Anybody else want to take a look at anything? Or we just...
I've exhausted my...
just relying on the
natural 1. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't have any bonuses.
I didn't either.
So.
You got a whole extra dice.
You can guidance yourself. That is allowed.
That is definitely
allowed. Sure, I don't care. I'll do a quick check.
How about you check? I will help you and guide you as well.
I'm going to look for a non-penis prize. Okay.
Non-penis loot?
Can I do that? Cool. Can I?
Don't waste your time.
Well, hold on. No, if he's helping you, that means you get advantage.
Yeah, that's advantage. Yes.
Oh, advantage, then yes.
And then guidance for the D4. I was trying to set it up so that it was maybe not as shitty as it could be.
Motherfucker. I rolled a 1 and a 3.
Well, okay. It's going to be one of those nights, guys. Buckle
the world
up.
Does not want us to know what's the center of this Tootsie Pop.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay. So what would your 3 be?
What is the
guidance is a D4 if you haven't added that yet.
Yes. Investigation.
Hey, it's a 1.
Okay. So that's 4.
Plus another 1. So 5.
5. You're able to get the like leather breastplate off, and you see this dude is wearing a business suit underneath his armor. But you really have you've seen people wearing these, but you're just not quite sure what's up with this shit.
They would be kind of alien to us.
Yes, it would. So, unfortunately.
Well, unfortunately, we're still in the woods.
Gen Z doesn't know what pants are.
When we were attacked by these fuckers, we charged across the field to confront them, right?
Correct. You charged. Well, you guys were headed to the clearing, took some fire, engaged in combat.
Yeah, I sent my invisible pet out to inspect, and then I used my thing to send my voice through it, and then it got shot at.
Correct. It actually got shot.
Yes, it did get hit. That's right.
Yes.
And that's what alerted us to Trap City out here. Okay.
Yes.
And we just came straight across the clearing?
Yep.
From where we were?
Correct.
Assuming, I think you said we were going east?
Yes.
So it was like east across the clearing? What's north and south?
You remember from your time falling, north looked like it was... woods for a bit, and it kind of like butted up against the foothills of a mountain range.
Okay.
To the south, more woods leading to a larger body of water and what looked like a small, and I do mean small, kind of village. To the west was a little bit of woods and a lot of foothills of mountains.
So east is the direction we should go. Right?
It's up to you.
Well, I can't swim a large body of water.
Okay.
And I really don't want to climb a mountain.
Okay.
And going backward, at least from where we've gone already, is
probably not a great idea.
Another mountain. And this is the way that the people were guarding.
Sure.
We haven't encountered anybody on the other sides.
Well, you've been here for all of five minutes.
Yeah. So, I'm going to send the pet up.
Okay.
Into the canopy.
Okay.
Invisible, of course.
Of course.
And have him maybe get a better look. I mean, I saw as I was falling. I'm not going to trust everything I saw.
Okay.
Then.
Okay.
It was
a brief glimpse.
And I'm going to have it. Have him do a slow circle at about, I think it's 100 feet away from me.
Okay.
And I am just going to speak through him every once in a while, just do like a really shitty bird call kind of sound.
Okay.
Something that sounds birdish, but obviously isn't. You know, I'm trying to bait some reaction.
Okay.
But I really don't want to get attacked. Absolutely. So
Sure. I totally understand. Now, I have a slight RP question for you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been a warlock?
How long have I been a warlock?
Yeah.
My character just today was his birthday. He's 17. Right. I've been a warlock for 6 months.
Okay.
But I'm already level 4.
Sure. You're a quick learner. I'm just trying to establish, like, how strong is the connection with your familiar.
Well, you get that at level 3, so.
Right. Okay. Okay. So.
I mean, not super, but I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it's packed at a chain, so I'm his master.
Yes.
He is on loan from the boss.
Yes. Okay. So go ahead and make. Are you trying to perceive, investigate? Like, how. How serious are you looking here?
Perception. Okay. I just want to, if I catch someone. Oh, that's wrong number. I should have 3 there. If anything reacts to the whistling.
Okay.
So you want me to do a is this survival or is this a perception?
We'll do perception to start.
Okay. That's an 8.
Okay.
So nothing grand there.
Don't notice anything. Give me another perception check.
That's an 11.
Okay. Give me a survival check.
I gotta stop rolling this fucking dice. That's a 6. Get this fucking thing away from me.
Okay. So that was 2 perception checks. 1 more perception check, please.
Hey, there we go. That's a 19.
Okay. Make me a survival check with advantage.
With advantage. I'll just roll this one twice. How's that? That's survival with advantage?
Yes.
That's a 9, and this one is a 14.
Okay. And 1 more perception check.
Hoy. Come on, see something. With my 3, it's 18.
18. And another survival check with advantage.
Good God.
I figure I'll just roll it all.
Natural 20.
Okay.
And a 2. So I'll take the natural 20, which takes it to 21. But
okay.
Tease natural.
Okay. So starts out, your familiar goes out doing the bird calls. Doesn't really notice anything.
Yeah, I'm making the bird calls, if that matters. It's not him.
Through him.
Through him,
right?
Yeah. He's basically my megaphone, yeah.
Yep. Don't notice anything at first, and then as, you know, circling around, you thought you heard something, and you realized that what you heard was actually someone screaming as they flew by, and then you heard a sickening splat.
So somebody fell.
Yeah, someone clearly didn't find a way to stop their momentum.
Okay. Is that where I'm at now? Or
Nope. We got a little more. And then keep moving. You're like, wow, that was unfortunate for that person. You keep coming around, you make the bird call again. You hear some rustling. And as you're panning through, you see 2 separate big cats. they look like normal jungle cats. They're not like, you know, Shusavus or something like that. They're just panthers. You're like, okay, cool. Got a lay of the land. And then as you come around the final, like, you're like, okay, I've got a pretty good lay of the land. You make one more bird call and you hear some rustling. You turn your attention that way. You see two panthers, a smaller, they're on the edge of a smaller clearing, smaller than the one you guys are in right now. Cool. There is a very similar scene of conflict going on.
That we just experienced?
That you just experienced. But it's, they are very clearly old people who are the you in this situation.
Are they winning or losing?
They are losing. They're losing for real bad.
If I'm facing east, where on the clock is this taking place?
This is happening. So we'll say you're facing 3 o'clock.
Yes.
This is taking place about 5 o'clock.
And I can hear it within 100 feet away from me. Cause that's as far as the imp can be away from me.
Yeah.
I'm going to signal, tell everybody around me, the other two companions, hold on. I hear something. And I reach out for Grill Master's shoulder. I just put my hand on your shoulder, and you see my eyes go white. And you, being a warlock as well, know that this means I'm going to look through my familiar's eyes. What do I see?
Okay. So you are...
I
didn't see
before. I could just hear and right. Get clues.
Okay. So you are seeing this from like the northern end of this clearing?
Yes.
You see a group of 3 boomers on their feet. They look bloody. They've got arrows sticking of them. They are not having a good time. And you see 2 people in the same kind of leather armor exiting the tree line. And they are methodically, with precision, putting these old people out to pasture.
Okay, remind me of the parameters of this contest. I will be hindered if I help them, or
that I didn't say that
is
I mean, the whole idea of this was we're gonna see who's better, the old people or the young people.
I'm dictating to Grillmaster and Max exactly what I see, what is happening. It's happening right now. I assume my imp is, you know, maybe on a branch 30 probably. Feet above these fuckers.
Yep. Probably.
Because I don't want to give away my position like flapping wings. Yeah. What do you guys think? What should we do? Do we dip in here? We help, or do we help the red skin demons finish these guys off? Do we wait till they finish them off and ambush the demons?
It seems like everybody got fucked when we got put here in the first place.
And I do mention that there was another group, and I heard distinctly someone fall and land poorly. But assuming that person is part of a group, others might not have landed poorly. So there's other people right. out here too, possibly hearing the same thing we're hearing now.
Correct. That is a very valid assumption.
I mean, they could be reacting to this as well. I could throw a wild card into this because I believe I can cast a spell through my familiar.
You could.
And, I mean, I could just add some chaos to this fight. You know, by hell, I could drop a darkness on them. I could do a minor illusion just to cause both sides to freak out.
That would be kind of funny.
I do have devil sight. Do you have devil sight?
I did not take that one. I took Agonizing Blast and Voice of the Chainmaster.
Okay.
That's how I'm able to talk through the familiar.
Basically, if anybody drops a darkness anywhere, I can see through it. So
we can work pocket. In conjunction like that.
Right. Like okay. if there were two groups, if you wanted to darkness one group and leave the other ones for you guys.
You can pick those fuckers off, yeah. But any ability we have, somebody else can have too. So,
right. I'm not opposed to helping out the olds.
Okay.
Because I feel like we have a shared enemy, and then if we have to get rid of the olds afterwards, I'm good with that too.
We don't have to heal them up, yeah.
Or we can.
Of course, I don't think we're capable of healing them up. How's this for a plan? Darkness on the old people. I can speak through Chainmaster and say something. Help is on its way, or darkness between the old people and the demons. And I can just yell, find cover. I can just Eldritch Blast one of the fucking demons.
I have a rules question.
Sure.
That is. So, when using the familiar and looking or experiencing through it, you're using its senses to experience the world.
Yes.
Would you, because I don't know, and I have not looked yet, which is normally my go-to by now, on whether blind sight would factor for you or not.
What do you mean blind sight? Oh, the imp has devil sight. So I can see through if I can see through the imp, I can see that. I don't know. Yeah, blind fighting, if you're referring to the darkness spell, the imp's got it going on.
Well, so does the snake.
Correct.
My snake.
Correct.
Which, if that is the case, then...
And I believe... Grillmaster has an imp as well, correct?
Yes, I do.
So, if that is the case, and I keep the snake essentially on my person, could I utilize that in the darkness?
I don't see why not.
Are you trying to?
Is it your familiar?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. You're familiar.
Yeah.
It's
more about will you allow that?
excuse me. So you're asking if you can essentially be the puppet tier of your familiar on your shoulder
and use its eyes to see through magical darkness.
I mean, what's the activation cost of that?
An action?
Okay, so
you give up your own sight for in lieu of its sight.
That is the activation.
Okay,
you basically be looking through a scope.
Yeah, you can do that.
I mean, I assume it would affect things, and it's got a fucking super limited range. It's 10 foot, so it's
correct.
It's not like fucking absolute,
right?
Anything.
And you're also, it is your familiar senses for other things, correct?
Yes.
So, hearing, yeah, you
right.
Substitute all your cognitive hearing and vision to the familiar.
Yep.
My familiar has dark vision for 120 feet and devil's sight. So I can see farther than 10 feet, I think. And I know Dylan can if he has devil's sight.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm good in magical darkness too, so it doesn't matter.
But my point is, if you're putting yourself in the familiar to see, you're putting yourself in the familiar to perceive, to investigate, to
I think in this case what Jeff is considering is like my imp sitting on my shoulder.
Sure.
And I just start seeing through its eyes because it can see through the magical darkness.
Absolutely.
And it's basically looking down my arm from my shoulder, and I'm aiming my Eldritch Blast that way.
Correct. But you're also going to be hearing through your familiar.
Through the imp, yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be the familiar stats for those kinds of things.
Which I think is a fair trade-off.
I mean, that's what I'm getting at. That's the trade.
Right.
Sure.
If that's a trade you want to do, I mean, you play the D&D as much as you want to play the D&D, man.
Well, we want to help these guys. They are 100 feet that way. And we need to move because they're on the ropes.
Okay. You gonna see if you can convince Twig and in silent person, or are you just gonna go and hope that they follow?
Well, I thought that's what we were discussing. You know, we were like, I was saying we can do this, we can do this, and Grillmaster said I'm not opposed to helping old people. So
yeah.
If Max has a different opinion. Speak now or forever hold your maximum speech.
That's
no, so I say we start moving that way if everyone's okay. So okay, yeah. I mean,
yeah, I'm good with, because I am also worried that if we start helping the demons or attacking the olds, that if they overcome it and then somebody else is hiding that we don't see, we're in trouble. So
that's fine. You guys want to head that way and start doing the thing. That's fine.
Well, I am 30 feet above these fuckers per our conversational agreement there.
Yep.
Darkness has a 60 foot range.
Yep.
These are demons. Are we confident they can't see through magical darkness?
I'm not.
They probably can.
I'm not, but this is
they probably can.
Look, if this also doubles for if we do the magical darkness and we accidentally, in quotation marks, kill one of the old people, we can still blame it on the demons.
Okay. I'm going to drop my 15-foot radius darkness.
Okay.
Making the demons in the edge of it, and then the rest of the darkness towards the old guys, but not hopefully not put them in it. So I'm gonna center it so it covers the demons, obscuring them from the old people. But the demons have the longest route through the darkness to get out of it.
Okay.
And then I will use my movement to move towards that encounter. Sounds and I will like dash. So that means 50 foot. No. Why do I have 25 foot? Don't I have 30 as a human?
I don't know.
There's 30 feet of movement, right?
I've got 30 as a goblin.
Yeah. You
should absolutely have 30.
Yeah, I have 30. Wow.
Okay. I reuse these character sheets, so. I wipe out stuff and leave it, so I figured it was left from a halfling or something.
Probably.
I get the impression they're moving to 30 as just a general base.
As a baseline, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. and you did say you are going to warn the olds? Did I
remember yes, that? I will cast darkness. And as soon as that spell, which is not an attack, right?
Correct.
So he's still invisible.
Correct.
I'll say.
While you're working up to this, can I try and sneak my way across?
Find cover, and then
absolutely
leave that branch and move. Move like over the darkness, you know, through the trees and towards the old guys, basically intercepting myself as I move there.
Okay. Yeah, and
I will move 60 feet towards that encounter.
Okay. You'll get.
Well, actually, no, I guess I can move 30 feet because I did cast a spell.
You did.
Okay. So I can't dash.
You'll get about halfway there. Okay. Well, a little less than halfway there.
Okay.
No, I guess it's about a third of the way there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So you cast your spell. You tell them to take cover. You start moving that direction. Jeff, you said while he was doing that, you were going to start trying to get that way too?
Just start heading that way.
Okay.
Sneaky style.
Okay, make me a stealth check.
Because that's the thing I'm randomly okay at.
Okay.
Maybe not today, though. 17.
17. Okay.
I'm stealth, so yeah, I'm trying to make up for that.
Cool. You are moving along. You don't see anybody necessarily paying attention to you right now. That's a good thing, right?
Usually. You're saying like all the troubling things on purpose, and I don't like it.
I know. He's like, if that's there. Something you want to do, I'm not going to tell you. You can't.
Yeah,
he's playing all the D&D he wants to play. That's what
I am. Yes, I am.
Asshole.
Hey, man, I learned from the best. Even the DM gets to play as much D&D as they want.
Yes, they do.
So, yeah, sure. Okay. Dylan, what is Grillmaster doing?
I mean, we've got the magical darkness dropped. Oh god.
Yep.
We haven't officially engaged in any combat yet, right?
Not yet.
No technical combat has occurred. No.
Okay.
It's just we have interfered with the battlefield, or I have, and we're moving towards it. So
indeed.
So you following us running over there? What's your armor class? GM.
Who? Twig?
Grillmaster.
17.
17, okay.
Okay.
I have an 18 with my breastplate and shield.
I got a shield, but I didn't go the full breastplate because...
Yeah, you only get light armor as a warlock, but as a human, you get a feat.
You do?
Yeah, you get a feat at first level, being a human.
Yep.
And I took moderately armored, which allows me to wear medium armor.
Cool.
Which is a breastplate.
Yeah, I'm moving over there. I'm probably going to just start Eldritch Blast and stuff. I don't have any pre-battle
stuff. There's a big globe of darkness, and it's probably not. It's probably going to be hard to miss.
Okay. So, okay. So you're...
I mean, can I hex ahead of time, or is that considered an aggressive, like, that would be...
You can start combat. I just didn't want to do any combat with my imp, because then it becomes visible.
You can start combat if that's what you want to do.
How many demons are there? Two?
Two that you could see. Well, that he could see.
Okay.
Oh, it's one of those.
Would I see any more if I've got magical devil sight? Like, I don't see through invisibility. I just see through darkness. Or
you see really good in darkness and can see through magical darkness.
Correct.
Okay.
It, but like, not you, it doubles your dark vision range, I think.
Yeah, 120 foot. And it gets through magical and regular darkness.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to see if you can see anybody, you could. I would give you a free perception check as you...
I feel like that's a reasonable use of my free combat action, so...
Okay.
And I have wasted it once again. That is a 5.
Get him out of the way now.
You see two of them.
That dice is...
They look like...
Yeah, I definitely have some fuck-off dice tonight.
Yeah. You are aware of two demons that you were made aware of by your party member.
Jesus. Okay. Good enough for me, I guess.
Okay.
Nothing to base it off of that I could be wrong, so...
I'm
always right.
Twig is also going to... He kind of, you know, he's like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this.
Wait. We have Twig, and then there was the girl, right?
There was the one who hasn't really spoken. Yes.
And neither of them died, but Twig did take a face plant when we arrived.
Twig is upright, but he is not at full health. Correct.
Yeah.
I did what I could, but haven't taken a class of that yet.
Yeah, she's a shady fucker. Class.
Who's a shady fucker?
She is.
Who is?
The girl.
What makes you say that she's a shady fucker?
Because she's very secretive and hasn't spoken and you know, is in the group. And that's shady.
Maybe they just don't care for your brand of insanity.
Okay.
I find that utterly unbelievable.
Yeah, that's just fucking crazy.
Okay. Twig starts bounding off. He gets the general direction from the way you guys are going, and he doesn't really have anything to do outside of combat. He's freight train. He is dashing.
I did cast darkness, so that's one of my spell slots.
He has dashed. He is almost to the clearing.
Okay.
Quiet girl just kind of sighs. If she had pockets on her... Oh,
she's not just a zoomer. She's a millennial.
If she had pockets on her robe, she would be shoving her hands in her pockets and just... Slowly,
she's pout walking. Okay, fuck her.
Not pout walking so much as angry walking.
angry trundling?
Yes. Yes. You get the idea that maybe going off to help someone else when she's not real sure where she is, what she's doing, was not on her bingo card.
I'm not necessarily going to help. I'm going to learn more. We didn't learn much from those two. Here's two more.
That's true. That's a good point.
If gaining party and allies help is an option, I'll take it. That means more people to shoot at other than myself.
Okay.
And these guys seem to be the enemy, so.
Okay. Well, I need...
I will gladly share that with her if she asks. Okay. Or if she seems not enthusiastic, I will lay that out for her.
Okay. Make me a persuasion check.
Persuasion?
Yeah.
Let me say, hey, I am skilled in that. So that makes my 14 a dirty 20.
Hey. She kind of nods her head, and you just kind of hear almost just barely above a whisper say, yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. I just want her to see my side. I don't care if she agrees or if she even participates. I just want her to know the logic behind what we're doing.
You've now heard her say almost a full double digit number of words.
Yeah. Amazing.
Okay. Jeff, I'm going to let you guys slit your own throats on this one. Jeff, roll me a D20, please.
15.
Okay. Dylan, roll me a D20.
18. New dice, okay. Who dis?
Yes, new dice, who dis? Dylan, I would appreciate it if you could roll me a 1d6.
The number of demons that jump out and bite you in the head.
A 4? Okay. Yeah.
As long as it's not cool. The 18 I rolled at first for the number of demons, we're okay.
No. Okay. Raymond, I need you to roll me a D6.
What if I refuse?
Then I'll roll it. Or I'll just 3. Okay. Cool. Okay. We're kind of taking this in rounds, even though we haven't rolled initiative yet. You guys take your stuff. You are a good dash away from the clearing. You are normal movement away from being able to interact with most things in the clearing, unless you have something that it has a super long reach. The twig is chomping at the bit, ready to get into the clearing and fuck some shit up.
If he can make it there, go for it. I'm not his boss.
Well, then we'll handle that with some initiative. Go ahead and roll initiative.
Yeah, I can only get as far as a hand crossbow.
That's fine.
I can fire an Eldritch Blast 120 feet, so I'm within range if I can see. I got an 18 initiative.
Okay.
Probably my only good roll of 16.
I rolled a natural 1 for a 3. So I got right back to where it should be.
Okay. So D, you said 3?
Total of 3.
Okay. Ray, you said what?
18.
18. Bookman?
13.
13. Man, you guys spaced yourself out pretty good. Okay. So I've got a 19. I've got a 2.
Oh. We do familiars go on your action, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Twig got into 16.
Emo. I need to make sure that darkness is concentration. So I am currently concentrating on that. Okay.
As you guys are approaching the clearing, you hear one of the demons snarl, clean this shit up. And you hear another demon say, I can't. You hear some other yelling and screaming, and
is it strictly the two voices?
You hear two distinct demon voices right now, a little angry, a little irritated.
But not more than that.
Currently correct.
Okay.
You do hear what sounds like a sword drawn.
This is through my familiar I'm hearing?
No, you can hear this. You are close enough to hear this now.
Okay. I only moved 30 feet, so I'm still 70 feet out of this.
So, yes, for you, yes. You would be hearing this through your familiar. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I forgot. You did not get that far.
Yeah, I casting the spell held me up a bit.
Yeah.
Everyone else is 40 feet out.
Yep. So... and with that, it is now Ray's go.
I am not close enough, and my familiar is not close enough to me for me to see. I mean, if I look through the familiar, I can see through the darkness.
Yep.
But I am not... I would have like wicked double disadvantage if I'm trying to hit them with something. So I am going to, 1 second, it's wrong page, sorry. 60. I'm going to double movement.
Okay.
I should be able to get within, like 10 feet of the old people.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
Okay.
And that's my whole action if I double move.
Okay.
I will do that, and then I will just duck down and...
Okay.
I can't even stealth because that's an action. So I'll just duck down in the shrub. I'll find the closest cover to them and just get behind it.
Okay. Make me a perception check.
10.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I think my perception was better than that. Yeah, 12.
Okay. There is one less old person alive than when you started moving this direction.
Okay. I can see the survivor.
Yes.
Is he like tending to the one that's down?
No. No, he is trying to hide and stay quiet. He is crouched down. He is in the darkness, trying to make himself small.
Now, I cast the darkness so he wouldn't be in it, but he went in it to hide?
Correct.
Okay. Just clearing.
Yep.
Make sure I understood. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, that's all I can do then.
Okay. That brings us to Twig. Twig, super excited to see more targets that he can try and smash. Pulls that... comically oversized axe off his back again, goes running, leaps into the air, and he hits. Oh my god, he hits.
The old person?
No.
Oh.
No.
Is he in the darkness?
No.
Oh.
One of the demons is not in the darkness.
Oh, so wait, is that one of the two or is this the third one?
This is one of the two.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a lot of damage. Okay.
Okay. Monty, chill out.
No. I just was not prepared for Twig to drop that kind of damage number here.
Well, battle axe usually shitty damage because of that D12.
Right, and then you roll a 10 plus strength.
Why'd you roll a 10?
I rolled a 10 on the 12.
Oh, I thought you meant you rolled a D10. I was like, why would you hamper it even worse?
No. I got a 10 plus strength.
Nice.
That's good damage. Okay. And he is... he has extra attack. No, he doesn't. That's
at fourth level, even, unless he's fit.
No. Yeah. Right. No. Sorry. I'm modeling. I did not actually make a character sheet for this guy. He's living too many lives right now. Yeah, he's an NPC. I'm just trying to dumb him down. Okay. So then that brings us to the bookman.
Okay. I should be able to close the distance on the one that is not in the darkness.
Sounds like a plan to me, yeah.
Having been working my way across.
If Twig is there, you might be able to garner flanking.
That was the intention. Will I? Am I able to move myself? Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then let me make some attack rolls. Rapier. Will a 22 hit?
Just kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Only twice.
And then, I don't have much move. I don't have any movement left, so I'll go ahead and take second attack now as well and see what we do. 21 to hit.
Just kind of.
Okay. All right. I got to roll some dice.
Yes, you do.
Let's see. I need a D8. I need 1, 2, 3 D6s. I need him to make a con save, DC 13.
Okay. That's a natural 20.
Okay, so he made the save.
Yep.
So that's 1, 2, 3 D4s. All right. So he will take half of... 3.
Okay, so 1.
You rolled 3d4 and got 3 ones?
No, I rolled 2d4. I got a 2 and a 1.
Okay.
That was just the poison damage.
Okay.
So, let's see. Do you need a breakdown of the different types of damage?
Do you deal any radiant damage?
Radiant? No.
Correct.
A tiny bit of it is cold.
Nope. Doesn't matter.
Okay. All right. So then that's that. And ew, that was it. I'm not rolling well. Okay, so that is 5, 10, 12, plus 10, 22.
22 damage?
22 total damage.
Okay, demon not in the darkness, grumbles like a bitch.
After Twig and then 22, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I rolled really bad on damage too.
Then we'll be adjusting some hit points then.
we will address this on further conflicts.
Yeah. No offense. I'm real happy for you. not mad. Clearly, hit point values are a tad low.
I am not going to do that much damage.
like my minimum damage is 16.
Hit point values are a little low. Not mad about that. I'm actually happy that hit point values are a little low.
Okay, so that was 13 max.
Yep. So now it's
darkness demon.
Who has not spoken much.
Quiet Mary.
She holds up a hand.
Or Sister Mary.
Yes. She holds up a hand. She is kind of pointing off.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a end of turn thing.
Yeah, sure.
For the snake, because it goes after
me. Yes. Yes.
It would know if anyone is within 10 feet of it.
It would know if anyone is within 10 feet of it.
Yeah, it would be, any bad guys. Okay.
There is a bad guy in the darkness about 10 feet away.
Fantastic. I have no idea if this works or what, but he's going to hiss in the darkness and attempt to distract that guy.
Okay.
It's an attempt at the help action.
Cool. Roll me a intimidation check. Why not?
Okay.
Because if there's one thing demons hate, it's snakes.
See, I do have a bonus to that. Or no, this is the snake. I got to find the snake's numbers. I'm sure it's much better. Oh, okay. So with the snake's penalties, it's a one. a dirty one.
A dirty one.
Yes, cool. It goes from 5 to 1.
Cool. You are 100% positive that the bad guy that the bad guy in the darkness noticed.
Bad guy in the darkness doesn't give a shit.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's way intimidated.
Yeah. Okay.
But bad guy in the darkness did notice, for what it's worth.
Well, hopefully he noticed me as well.
Okay. So, emo girl, hand up in the air, pointing off kind of behind the darkness, behind the dead demon, kind of in a similar direction to where your demons were in the first area. And she, like, This sickly energy leaves her hand in that general direction. It looked like a good shot. And it looks like it hit a tree or something else in that general area.
She was confident when she let it go.
She's very confident when she let it go. You guys... probably a little confused as to why she's pumping a shot off into what you thought was empty area.
Yeah, that's where we came from, right? Is that what you're saying?
That would be where your demons were in the old, in your clearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what we're considering empty. I mean, dead bodies are back there.
No. Same orientation. Not that she turned around and fired that back that way, but she fired at where she thought the demons would be in this clearing based on your previous encounter.
Oh, so she has no idea where they're at.
Or something.
Or can't see through the darkness.
Or something.
I'm missing it. Okay.
It's okay. You don't have all the information yet. It's okay.
Or she saw something that we didn't.
Or she's blind.
She does walk over. She uses the rest of her movement to get to one of the unalive boomers.
Excellent.
And she kneels down beside them. And that brings us to, yep, dead demon. Dead demon can't go because dead demon's dead. I'm going to roll a d6. Jeff, you're 1 to 2. For this, from now on, Jeff, you're 1 to 2. Ray, you're 3 to 4. Dylan, you're 5 to 6.
Okay.
That's a 5. In your head, you hear, doesn't this feel like you're cheating?
Mom?
Okay. That have an effect?
That's what you hear.
Okay.
And yep. Actually, I'm sorry. Hold on. Gotta roll that. Okay. Nope. That's it. You hear that in your head. Nobody else heard that, only you. So now it's back to the top of the round, and demon who is in the darkness.
Do I not get a turn?
Oh. Shit, hey, that was...
He didn't roll a 3 for nothing.
Yeah, it is your turn now. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. I mean, I know it's very low down there, but it's still a turn.
No, I have demon and I have so
single digit initiative man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am gonna attempt to just Eldritch Blast one of these fudgers.
Okay.
The guy in darkness, we'll go with that one.
Okay.
Hey, 19 on die for a 25.
And you have Devil's Sight, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and roll me some damage.
It's 14.
14?
Nice damage. Yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
I
did not think these guys were going to be two pump chumps, but here we are.
See if I had any other bonus actions I want to do. Nope. Good right now.
Okay.
All you got.
So that brings us to the top of the round then for real this time without me skipping anyone's turn. So I believe that is guy who you just shot, who steps up and out of the darkness, coming forward towards you guys. He is brandishing a very cool, very wicked longsword that your guys did not have. And who would that mean is the closest?
Hey, pretty.
Yeah, I believe it's either Twig or
Max.
Twig or Max, yeah. Sure. First swing will be at Twig. Why not?
He likes damage.
Yes, he does, and he's going to take some damage. He's going to take...
I'm just going to assume he's a barbarian because he sure likes being hit.
Yes.
And let's hope this is just a sword.
It is a sword of some kind. So that is minimum physical, so that's 6. And then 9 shadow damage. That's 15, but he's raging, so he takes half of that. Right?
He doesn't resist shadow.
Oh, okay. So
he resists the slashing damage.
Right. So well, he'll take.
It depends what flavor of barbarity he is.
True.
Because there's the one flavor that resists all damage but psychic.
No, yeah. He is not that.
Okay.
Okay. That's so the,
totem bear.
Ooh, shit. Okay. Twig. It kind of drops to a knee. He
headbutts the ground.
He is not unconscious, but that fucking hurt. That hurt a lot. That was swing number one. Swing number two. Gonna come after Max. Max, does a 14 hit you?
It does not.
Thank your lucky stars. Okay. That is attack. after his attacks, you do see an almost ethereal flame crown kind of flash above his head. None of you are big enough to have counterspell, so you are able to see there is a physical manifestation of magic that washes over him. And Ray, it is your go.
I should be in. I mean, I'm just behind that guy who is hiding.
Yes.
I should be able to see this new guy.
Yes.
I will have the imp distract him.
Okay.
With help. And I will hit him with an Eldritch Blast with advantage. And I will cease concentrating on the darkness.
Okay.
That's a 15, and that's a 9. I will take the 15, which becomes a 21.
That'll hit.
And it's 1d4 plus my charisma. 12.
12.
Force damage.
12 force damage.
From my Eldritch Blast. Okay. I think it's force, isn't it? Eldritch Blast is force damage, right?
It is.
That's one of the other unique things about it.
That hits him pretty hard, pretty square. He shuffles a glance your way. Not real happy with you.
That is a full 10 less than the grab bag did to him.
That's fair.
I don't know what to call you other than a...
That's fair.
You are a quad-class creature. You are a grab bag.
Correct. Maybe it's not so much...
Oh, he didn't resist that at all.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah. Force damage and a magical blast. Yeah.
Yeah.
He isn't ignoring any of that.
Uh-uh.
That's like I said, that's what Eldritch Blast is, the best fucking cantrip in the game.
It is.
Well, best damaging cantrip. I'm sorry. I will give it up for Minor Illusion and Prestidigitation as well.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. Is that your action?
Yeah, I'm gonna duck behind the tree again. Yeah, but
okay. That seems like a valid plan of attack here.
Just maintain some semblance of cover, you know, just for the armor class augmentation, no hiding or anything.
Humor me.
Mm-hmm.
Make a stealth check.
12, that's a 18.
Okay.
I am proficient in stealthing.
Okay. Okay.
Wait a minute. That's not right. Our proficiency bonus is only
2.
Oh, no, wait. We get +1 to dex because we're youth.
Right.
I was like, why do I have +6 and not +5?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
I remember.
That brings us to Twig.
Twig, I keep picturing Twig as the diabetes guy, but he's a Zoomer, so he's supposed to be young, right?
But he's a dwarf, so.
Oh, true. I keep seeing him as Wilford Brimley. I don't know
maybe,
why.
Maybe he's not that old, but I'm telling you, his facial hair would make Wilford Brimley proud.
Okay.
He's going to spend half of his movement to get back up off of his one knee. And, he's gonna look at the big demon guy and say that
if he was at all smart, he could do a combat roll away from that guy.
You have not seen.
He's not smart. I think we all know this.
No, This character was one in that book I showed you that I got off of Amazon.
Oh fuck! Yeah, those are colorful.
Yes, yes. Wisdom and intelligence were purposefully lowered.
Dump stats.
Yes. Okay. Hey, that's a good hit. Okay, that's a good hit. That's not great damage, but that's okay. That's okay. So half of that, okay. He's gonna mutter something about, you know, gonna take more than a single hit to knock him down, and you see he kind of, you know, gets up off his knee and it, with his best attempt to uppercut this motherfucker, he lands a pretty solid shot with his great axe. Okay. And knowing that he can't really run away because that attack of opportunity would probably drop him, he's going to take up his best defensive posture. And who does that bring us to? That brings us to Max.
Well, fighting is much like poker. All you need is one chip in a chair.
Correct.
One weapon and one hit point.
Yeah, so attempt to position myself to try and achieve flanking with Twig, if possible. Okay,
sure.
All right.
Yeah, Twig should be flanking with him, too.
And then,
yep.
And then two attacks.
Okay.
I have exhausted my uses for one of my abilities.
Okay.
Let's see. Ew. All right. Does a 19 hit?
Yes.
Okay.
19 does hit.
That'd be with the rapier and then a short sword. Ew. Okay, that dice can fuck the just pair of ones. The same dice rolled one both times. And then
awesome.
23 on the second attack.
23 damage?
No, 23 to hit.
Oh, 23. Yeah, yeah.
Hits. Okay, so that's those and those. Just need him to make a DC 13 con save.
Dirty 20.
Okay. So he will take half of four.
Okay. Two.
Let's see. Then we got four, seven, and four is 11. Plus 10 is 21.
21. Okay. He felt that.
This guy with the sword, I think, is he may be a manager or supervisor at least.
Probably.
And that will be it.
Okay.
That will be it.
Okay. Emo Girl is up next. Emo Girl is going to touch the chest of the dead boomer and dead boomer sits up.
Animated or healed?
Make me a perception check.
Yes.
That's a natural one. I don't know the living from the dead.
That is correct. You do not.
I'm not even going to add my perception bonus because that's a natural one. Fuck it.
Yep. Yep. Dead boomer sits up. She stands up, points her hand at the standing guy, and fires off another bolt of sickly gross energy. Ooh, that's a hit. Holy shit.
Okay. Ray of Enfeeblement? Ray of Sickness? Chill Touch?
He does take damage. Does take damage.
It's magical, so...
Yes.
He doesn't like that.
No, he did not like that at all. That was pretty... He's looking not great. And that brings us to... Yep, that demon's still dead. So, Dylan...
That demon's still dead. That still dead demon.
In your head, you hear, I don't think you should be helping them.
The olds? Is what I assume, or?
That's all I hear.
So, sorry, the twig person, never mind.
No, ask away.
Well, no, we've agreed to help them, so I'm not questioning why they helped them back up.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It wasn't like they did that on their own. It's a Eldritch Blast, and it's a 18 to hit.
That's a hit.
All right.
Don't roll minimum.
Wow. Yeah, that's another max damage for 14.
Nice.
And angry guy that was holding the sword kind of disintegrates?
Shite.
Everything he was carrying or wearing is laying there on the ground. There is no body.
Okay. Well,
that makes looting easier.
Congratulations. You have defeated your second round of demons. You have one old who is very grateful that you ended it that round because he was just kind of crouching in a field at this point.
He can think that for now, but now we turn to him. No.
There There is a another old who now, outside of combat, you are able to understand is definitely not standing on his own power.
So he's animated?
Correct.
What fucking kind of cleric is she?
Wow. Apparently a good one.
Yeah.
She's fun.
Well, I don't think either of these olds deserve that cool sword. Can one of us use that? Because if that's a longsword plus shadow damage, that's kind of cool. Jeff, that is anything you can put to work?
Unless it's a finesse weapon, I'm not going to be able to effectively use it.
Oh, it is. Okay. It is not a finesse weapon. How big are you guys?
I mean, I can use it. I'm human. No, wait. That's elves okay. that are
tiefling, so like 6.5 feet-ish.
Okay. So it is not unwieldy big for you, but it would be considered a long sword for you, but it is a sizable sword. I would say if you are,
I mean, I'm currently using a longsword, so I'd be fine using it.
Right, but I would say, Jeff, Max is a small build, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I would say for Jeff, this would be a great sword.
Yeah, you're a goblin, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah. This sword would look even funnier with Jeff wielding it than Twig with his great axe.
Well, Twig could use this, so.
He could. Is anyone going to inspect it, or what are you guys doing here?
Well, by the way Twig reacted to it, it's got some nasty to it. So I would give it a look before you say, I mean, for all we know, it might be intelligence. It might be, I don't know this, but it might be the thing that was talking to you.
That would be kind of funny and baller.
Yeah.
Absolutely, but some shit you do.
I do not have identify.
I don't either, but I am skilled in Arcana. I can perhaps check it out that way if you want me to look at it.
I would say make me an investigation check first.
That's you, D. You have it, right?
Oh, I'm doing the investigation.
No. If you want to look at it through the thought process of Arcana.
Okay.
Give me an investigation check.
Can I provide you with guidance on these things?
Please.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Are you helping, Dylan?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Oh, just good.
Make sure we're not permanently cursed here.
Guidance gave me a 1, but I rolled an 18, and my skill gives me plus 0.
Okay, so that's 19?
Yeah.
Okay. Down the length of the blade, you see writing.
I speak Common, Infernal, and Abyssal. So
those are mine as well. So
being a demon sword,
yep,
maybe one of those.
Absolutely, you know exactly what this says.
Okay.
Totally normal sword?
Yes, totally normal sword. Totally normal sword that says drink from the soul down the length of the blade.
I mean, I'll take a curse at this point.
Screams good guy. Would,
well, this guy took hammering from, I think, all four of us plus Twig, or all three of us plus Twig.
He was correct, giving it back.
And the girl hit him with radiant shit, right?
No.
Maybe this thing was healing him. When he was hitting with it, maybe it healed him. So,
possibility.
Okay, that was my investigation. What about the?
Give me an Arcana roll now.
Arcana. Guidance this?
I would love to if I'm allowed.
Absolutely.
I will assist if I can still.
Is he assisting Arcana?
Sure.
Are we talking with you? Okay. I rolled a 17 and a 1 with guidance again. But the other 17 is best. So 18 total. Or no, wait, sorry. This is Arcana. So yes. 21 total.
21. There is, I would stop short of calling it a presence. The blade is not sentient, but there is all kinds of voodoo juju vibes coming from this thing.
Like, is it intrusive as I examine it? I mean, to me, is it reaching out to me?
You have,
or is it combatant?
You have a desire to pick it up.
I have a desire to pick it up. Okay.
Correct.
Well, I'm holding it to inspect it, I assume.
Oh, you are?
Ooh. I'm going to get cursed looking at my sword.
I kind of assumed that would be required if I was holding it.
Okay. Give me a constitution saving throw, please.
Fuck! I'm so bad at those. Oh, shit. That's a 6.
That's a 6? Are you proficient with a sword?
No, I am not. Simple weapons.
You have never in your life wanted to learn how to use a sword as much as you do right now.
I don't know that I have that capability for another. No,
but you recognize that while you're holding the sword, while you're looking at it, while you're getting all these vibes, you have an overwhelming desire to learn how to use this thing.
Okay. Constitution saving throw.
Correct. I would say that the only reason that's all you feel is because you are not currently proficient with swords.
Okay.
But you do recognize there's something to this.
It's up to you, D. I cannot use this. So it's up to you to take it from me, basically.
But you want to use it.
I don't want to give it to you at this point.
Is there anything useful that he's discerned from it or no? The roll is too low.
I'm just kind of mumbling that I want this.
Yeah, there is. You feel that this is a path to power that this sword could do.
I'm a warlock. I'm all about path to power.
Correct. This is. You wouldn't. It's not that you wouldn't give up the sword because you know that you can't use it and you are. You have rolled well enough to know the feeling that you're feeling right now is the sword.
Artificial, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This sword, this... I am going to just... you tell me if I have to roll for it, but I'm just going to drop it. I don't even trust handing it to someone. I might stab them with it.
I would say make me a constitution saving throw.
Come on.
It's a low DC.
18.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are able to drop
it. Oh, no, that's 21 with my 3.
Yeah, you're able to drop it.
Right, I drop it and I go, that is a powerful sword. I can't really say the details of its power. But I'll warn you this, and I'm looking to Grillmaster. If you carry that, It might not let you do other things other than use it. All I wanted to do was to use that sword. You may end up foregoing casting a spell when you could charge in and use this sword instead. Just something to keep in mind. Or it may be a struggle to make those choices.
I'm willing to take that risk.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm willing to take the risk. That's why I dropped it.
Okay.
Twig looks at it. I'm willing to make that risk, and I wouldn't even be able to use my proficiency bonus. Because I think that's, if you're not skilled in a weapon, I could use a longsword. I'd just be attacking with my -1 strength and no proficiency strength.
Absolutely.
That's what I'd be attacking with, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
If I understand the rules correctly.
Yep. Twig looks at it and says, shame it's not an axe.
Well, it is versatile. I mean, longswords are versatile. You could use it two-handed.
But it's not an axe.
Okay. Yeah. When the axe is inferior, stick with the axe.
Correct.
Okay. Because it's an axe.
Perhaps we should continue the debate offline.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Oh, shit. I am picking it up though. So
okay. Well, but wait. Before, okay. Did you cut audio?
I did not.
Okay. Dylan, I need you to make me a constitution saving throw now. Because that determines a few things.
Whether or not he starts attacking us, Jeff.
I assume. Nope. I assume it
was. Ooh, natural 20 for a 22.
Ooh. Oh, awesome. Awesome.
It's, dude.
As you pick up this sword, the hilt almost feels like it molds itself to your hands.
That's baller.
There is no attunement required, but you are cursed.
Do I know how I'm cursed yet?
Yeah, you do. Do we want to talk about that now, or do we want to hold on to that?
Oh, we can keep that part a surprise.
Yeah,
I'll okay.
That.
Can I?
Yeah, let him sit on that for a week.
I'm good to cut the audio now.
Yep.